The Book of Kings 2 follows up immediately on the stories of Kings 1. Remember, Ahab had died, his son Ahaziah had taken over. Now Moab, one of the nationalities on the east side of the Jordan, rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, refusing to pay taxes to the king of Israel as they had done previously. We'll learn more about it in chapter 3. Now, Ahaziah, son of Ahab, fell through the lattice that was in his upper chamber in his house in Samaria and was injured. He sent messengers and said, "Go on my behalf and inquire of the Baal Zevuv, a certain kind of god, the idol of creeping, crawling creatures, god of the Philistine city of Ekron, where I will recover from this injury." He felt like his life was in danger. An angel of Hashem spoke to Eliyahu Anavi, who was still alive. "Rise, go up and meet the messengers of the king of Shomron, and state to them, is there no god in Israel that you feel you must go to inquire? Baal Zevuv, god at Ekron? Hamibli en Elokim beYisrael? Therefore, so said the Lord, the bed that you're laying on, you will not come up off the bed which you have gone up, for you will die." Eliyahu went and shared this message. The messengers returned to him, and the king said to them, "Why have you returned so quickly?" He realized they couldn't have gone all the way. They said, "A man came to us to meet us and said, go return to the king and said to you, so said the Lord, is there no god in Israel that you sent to require a Baal Zevuv, god of Ekron? Therefore, you will not come off the bed which you have gone up, for you will die." That made an impact on us, and we decided to come back and inform you. The king said to them, "What is the description of the man who went up to meet you and spoke these words to you? What did he look like? Describe him." They said he was a hairy man, Ish Baal Seyar. A leather belt was girded around his waist. He says, "That's Eliyahu Anavi." Eliyahu HaTishbi, the Tishbite. The king Ahaziah sent a commander of 50 with his unit of 50 men after him. A commander and 50 people. He went up to him, and behold, Elijah was sitting on top of the mountain. The captain spoke to him and said, "Man of God, Hamelech diber reda, the king said, come down." Eliyahu answered and said to the commander of 50, "If I'm indeed a man of God, as you say, let fire descend from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And indeed, that's what happened. When the king heard that the mission had been unsuccessful, he sent after him again, another commander of 50 with his 50 men. "Man of God," so said the king, "come down quickly." Now, mehera reda, quickly, he adds a word. Eliyahu says, "If I'm a man of God, let fire descend from the heavens and consume you and your 50. And that's exactly what took place. Again, the king sent a third commander of 50 with his 50. And this time he came and knelt before Eliyahu and pleaded with him and spoke to him. He said, "Man of God, please, may my life and the life of your servants be worthy in your eyes. Take our lives into account. Behold, fire descended from the heavens and consumed the first two commanders of 50 with their 50 people. But now, may my life be worthy in your eyes." The angel of Hashem spoke to Eliyahu. He said, "Go down with him and do not fear him." And he rose and went down with him to the king. Eliyahu spoke to the king the same prophecy as before. "So said the Lord, since you sent messengers to inquire of Baal Zevuv, god of Ekron, is there no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore, you will not come off the bed which you have gone up, for you will die." Ahaziah indeed, he died in accordance with the word of Hashem that Eliyahu had spoken. His brother Yehoram became king in his place during the second year of Yehoram, who had the same name, son of Yehoshaphat, was king of Yehuda. The reason why the brother took over, not the son, is because Ahaziah had no son. The rest of the matters that Ahaziah did in the 2 years of his reign are written in the book of Chronicles, the king of Israel. So now we have two kings with the same name in the north and the southern kingdoms, Yehoram.